This Chazal Zeich Neshbach Chesh Shmag Ravam Yehuda Mesech Tech Subas Daf Pei Gimel Perek HaKoysev Le'ishtoi Perek Tashi Zok the Heilig HaMishnah B'siyata D'shmaya. If a husband writes to his wife that he has no claim on her property, he still can continue to eat the produce during her lifetime, and he would inherit her if and when she dies in his lifetime. If so, what does his writing accomplish? It accomplishes that if she transfers to another person the property to another person, it's a valid transfer. Zok the Mishnah, if he writes, I have no claim on your property or the produce, he no longer has rights to the produce, but he still inherits the property when she dies. Yehuda says he would still be allowed to eat the produce of the produce unless he writes that he has no claim to the produce and the produce of the produce forever. If he writes, I have no claim on your property, the produce, or the produce of the produce during your lifetime or after your death, then he has no rights to any produce and does not inherit the property upon her death. Shimon Gamliel says he would still inherit her because he inherits her based on the Torah, and you can and therefore the stipulation will be void. Zakhtamar Rabchia taught a brisa that says that the man can even say these things without having to write them. Rabchia brisa says that if a partner in a field says, I no longer have a claim on the property, there is no legal significance to the statement at all. If so, why does the Mishnah say that there is some consequence to the statement? In the Yeshiva Rabbiana, they said he wrote this to her while she was in Arusa. Since he did not yet get his rabbinic rights to the property, he can waive off those rights and prevent them from taking effect. Meaning such a statement can't get rid of a right that you already have, but it can prevent a right from taking effect. Rabchia, why can't he waive the rights after the Nisuin? Tabaya said, after the Nisuin, his rights are equal to hers, meaning they're like partners, and therefore such a statement is ineffective in removing his rights. Rava said that his rights are actually stronger than her rights, so that's why he can't get, after the Nisuin, such a statement would not be effective. Fakhtamar, if after making this ineffective statement to a partner, the person then makes a kinyan, does that make it effective? Rabbi Yosef said a kinyan was made on the ineffective, it would be ineffective, because it's made on an ineffective statement. Rav Nachman said the kinyan is on the field, and the transfer would therefore be effective. Abaye said, Rabbi Yosef's view makes sense when the partner making the statement protested when the other partner tried taking possession of the entire field. However, if he stands by quietly, it must be that the kinyan is effective. And Meir Paskin, that the kinyan is taka effective. Misha said, Im kein loma kosav la v'chulu. Fekmar, why can't the wife say that the statement was meant to fully remove all of his rights? Abaye said, when dealing with an unclear statement like this, the recipient has a weaker hand, and only the least valuable rights is taken from the husband. Fekmar, maybe he meant to remove his rights to the produce. Abaye said, people rather have a smaller amount of something now than the possibility of having a larger amount later. Therefore, we assume that he did not give away his current right. Maybe he meant to give up his right to inherit her. Abaye said, the case of her dying before him is more common than her trying to sell the property that she inherits. Therefore, it's more logical to assume that he gave up the less common right. Rav Ashi said, by stating his removal, saying your property, he specifically excludes removal from the produce. By stating your property, by using the word your, he excludes removal from his rights to the property after her death as well. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam hu oichel peiroi peiros. Abayis explains that peiros are the produce produced by the field that she inherited. Peiros is when the produce is sold, a field is purchased with the proceeds, and that field then produces produce. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that he must say he removes his right from to the produce of the produce forever. He adds like la'olam. So which word makes him relinquish his rights, in the produce of the produce? Is it when he says the produce of the produce, or is it when he says forever? Is it one of those, or is it only when maybe when they're said together? The Gemara leaves this as a question. In fact, what if the husband says he relinquishes his rights to the produce of the produce, but never mentions that he's doing so for the produce? So he only says the produce of the produce, but he doesn't say anything about the produce itself. Does he retain the rights to the produce? Gemara says it must be he loses rights to even the produce, because if he's allowed to eat the produce, there'll never be produce of the produce, and his statement will be meaningless. In fact, based on this, when Rabbi Yehuda said that a man who gives up his rights to the produce retains his rights to the produce of the produce, since the wife will be eating the produce, how will he ever get the produce of the produce? It must be that we're referring to a case where there is leftover produce. If so, that's what the case that the question above may be referring to as well. And therefore, you can't say that that's for sure is not going to be anything left. It could be that there is, we're talking about where there is something left over.